Wow, that sounds great. In Bo, eight actor musicians tell the story of Ace Baker, who spends the first decade of his life fatherless. At 12 years old, a phone call reveals that his grandfather, Bo, has been alive all his life, and his mother knew. Family secrets unravel as Ace rushes to make up for lost time with the man who changes his life and puts a guitar in his hand. Bo features a concept book and lyrics by Douglas Lyons and music by Ethan Pachar with Lyons and... I don't know what that means. Okay. Michael Wilson directs the Adirondack Theater Festival production, which runs in Glens Falls, New York, August 3rd through the 9th. We are joined by Douglas Lyons and Ethan Pachar, actor Matt Roden, who plays Ace, and the Adirondack Theater Festival producing artistic director Chad Rabinowitz. Thank you very much all for being with us. How are
you?
Good morning.
Good. Thanks
Good morning.
For having us.
Now, let me begin with you, Chad, because when we talked to you at the beginning of your season, you said this was the one that you were most excited about. This is going to be amazing. This is going to be incredible. And now you have all this talent in this room, and I feel your excitement.
Well, it's good to be right. I saw the run through yesterday, and I'm like, yeah, this is it. This is going to be fantastic.
It runs, as I mentioned, it runs the 3rd through the 9th, so where are we right now?
We are actually this evening going to be on stage for the first time. We're now adding the sound, light, set, all the tech elements, and we're getting ready for our big opening on Saturday.
Okay, so as I mentioned, this features a concept book and lyrics by Douglas Lyons and music by Ethan Pachar. So, Douglas, let us begin with you of how this idea came about.
I went to a concert at Rockwood Music Hall in New York City, and a friend of mine was putting on a concert where it was him, his wife, and a pianist, and he was doing a set. And during the set, he talked about growing up in Salt Lake City and falling in love with his grandfather and spending summers with this man who would hotwire a radio to a motorcycle so that they had music. And he really built a relationship with him. And maybe a couple years before that concert, he lost his grandfather. Mm. And so in that one setting, I thought, oh, I was really moved by that. I wonder if there's a way for us to tell a story with a band where all the actors who are musicians, play the characters in the real life of the lead character. So,
and how hard is that to do? What are the challenges in doing that?
We've learned a lot of them in the rehearsal period, which is how to get in and out of scenes where they are, you know, the band members, and then, you know, a scene later, they've gone back 15 years and they're a different person.
Right.
And then they have to hand off their guitar, turn around, and become band member and someone else. So it's an true exercise for actors and musicians, and sort of a celebration of their quadruple talents.
But that's the cool part. I would think for anyone who's a part of it, that would be the draw.
Oh yeah,
I mean one of the draws. Anyway.
You get to watch these people like rock out and act, and then rock out. And there's this usage of time with like This Is Us. I don't know if you're a fan of This Is Us.
Oh yeah.
But we sort of flash back, so it's not just a linear story in a traditional musical.
Oh, good. Oh, I like that. So then, at what point did you reach out to Ethan and say this is what we're gonna do?
We had written about three songs. We had a concert in winter 2017, and then we started working on developing the show over 2018. We had a couple of readings, and you came to one of the table reads, and you were like, "This is super cool. Let's do it."
Ethan, you were in, and then what did you think, and what was the challenge in writing the music?
So the thing that Doug and I thought would be a great concept for the show was to have influences of both James Taylor and James Brown. So it has this folk element, but it also has this funk element. And so we knew kind of from the beginning that we wanted to include those influences.
Mm-hmm.
That is very cool. So in doing that, well, you can't beat it with those two, right?
Hello. Hello. What does that sound like?
And one of them may be listening to us right now. The other one isn't, for obvious reasons. And I know that for a fact. So,
well, coming off that, too, I mean, since we have the energy of a concert, I mean, most theater shows, the band is in the pit. And so you're not able to see it. You're not able to feel it. But for this show, the actors are right in front of you, the lights are flashing, and you get to actually just feel the energy coming off of it as well.
Now, before we talk to Matt, let me just ask Chad here. So Douglas was just talking about 2017, so when did this come on your radar?
Oh, man, I think Douglas sent this to me about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's one of those, you know, I've told you before, I get about 2,000 scripts a year submitted.
They're not all from Douglas.
They're not all from Douglas.
But I might email him 2,000 times.
He is prolific. He does a lot of writing. But 2,000 emails are from Douglas. So
yes, that's true.
That's true. I mean, it just was one of those that it stood out instantly. It clearly made its way to the top of the pack, and I just I read it over and over again and just said, I have to be a part of this.
The show is Bo. It runs the 3rd through the 9th at the Adirondack Theater Festival, and Ace Baker is played by, as we mentioned, Matt Roden. So tell us about Ace.
Ace is, at the time of the concert, when we opened the show, he's 27 years old, and like Douglas was speaking about, we get to kind of go back and watch him grow up from when he was 12 all the way up to him being 27. And it's his journey. And this is a guy who I think comes to love himself. He comes to understand who he is through the love of the people around him. I've learned so much about myself from this guy that I've gotten to play.
Now, you're going to perform a song from the show
for
us that I, if I have this correct in my notes, and you're holding guitar, so I assume I'm correct.
No, we just carry these around all the time. This is us.
So whatever you do, just bring them with you. So what are we going to hear?
So this is Runnin', which happens towards the end of the show. It's the finale of the concert. I don't want to give anything away.
No, just do it and then we can talk about
going
out. Okay, great. Right. Go ahead. Here we go.
So this is Runnin'. Ready?
Yep.
Woo! Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. I caught my reflection in the mirror, so ashamed of what I thought he would be. So I went running, running away from me. Hey, hey. I hated that boy there in the mirror. He never learned love honestly. So I went running, running till I felt free. Hey! Down the road I realized I was alone. I tried to abandon was my only home. Went back to the mirror, it was clearer. I should open up my door. Now I feel the sunlight. See, I'm alright, and I love me even more. Why was I running? Hey, hey. So tell me what you see in that mirror. It's alright if sometimes you feel weak, but never go running.
Never go running.
Don't go running, that's the key.
Hey, hey!
There are no mistakes there in your mirror, for you were made perfectly. So why are we running?
Why do we run?
Why do we run from what do we see? Grass is greener on the other side, but not if life is a secret you can hide behind. Went back to the mirror. Woo! It was clearer. I should open up my door. Now I feel the sunlight.
Yeah.
See, I'm all right, and I love me even more. So what's in your mind? All right.
Damn.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Wow. Listen to
that all day. Wow, was it hard not to swear after that? it was. That was so good.
Thanks.
Hey, Mike, we should just hire them as the house band, shouldn't we? Good Lord, that was great. Now that's all the songs are that good, right?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Like, man,
he wrote them.
Well, you wrote them, but
you wrote them.
I'll tell you, the unbiased, it's that good all the time. And you get to see this band play and this guy, Matt, singing this throughout the whole show. It's unbelievable.
Now, Matt, what's your background? Where do you come from?
So I'm originally from Chicago, Illinois.
Yep.
Grew up there. Went to school for theater in Boston.
Yep.
Moved to the city about 5 years ago. And have been doing a little bit of everything. I'm an actor, singer-songwriter, I'm a host, I'm a videographer, so I kind of do a lot of different things.
But this lets you do, I mean, the two things obviously that you are, good at, but also I would think that you most want to focus on.
Yeah, this is the greatest, I've said this over and over, this is the greatest gift I've ever been given because it allows me to sing, play, act my face off, and because we're in a concert context in this show, I get to like host, which is a weird thing that I happen to like love doing, and I get to utilize that in this piece too. So it really is a privilege.
A cast of eight.
Cast of seven with a fantastic drummer.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
And then, so you finish up August 9th, then what happens to Bo?
We are in the recording studio 2 weeks later for an album to be released this fall.
Oh, all right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good because we're going to remember this.
Oh, yeah.
And then your hopes for it to be on that?
Wherever the story takes us. I mean, we want to bring it to New York. That's a dream. Of course, Broadway is always a dream, but it's more so, I think the story has a reach for young LGBTQ youth.
Yep.
So wherever we can take this message for them to hear, whether that's in New York or wherever, I want to make sure they hear this story as well.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. The name of the show is Bo, and obviously you can't be happier, right? I mean, this is good.
I can't be happier. I get to sit in a studio and listen to this song, like this close.
You, from what I have noticed, you just have sellout after sellout. You've been doing really well this summer.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Well, is that true, or am I just making that up?
Yeah. No, you're not making it up. We're not making it up. We've had a significant amount of sellouts. We played to over 95% capacity on average for the summer.
Wow.
So we've sold just about every single ticket. It's been great. And this show, same deal. So we're going to sell this thing out quickly. We don't have a whole lot left.
So if people are interested, they should look into it right now. It is all you have to do is go to atfestival.org, atfestival.org. The Adirondack Theater Festival production of Bo runs at the Charles R. Wood Theater in Glens Falls, New York, August 3rd through the 9th. I cannot remember a time that I've been as happy just sitting back and watching people do what they do beautifully. That was lovely.
Thank you so much for sharing it with us.
I feel greatly blessed by that. Douglas Lyons, Ethan Pakchar, Matt Roden, congratulations. Have a blast. Chad, thank you very much. It's always great to have you with us and sharing this great work with our community.
Always my favorite interview is to be here with you.
Well, thank you very much. Right back to you. Again, you can find out more information about all of this at atfestival.org. The name of the show is Bo, and it runs at the Charles R. Wood Theater in Glens Falls, New York, August 3rd through 9th, atfestival.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.